A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed, because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. This is the gospel of our God. Why did Herod keep trying to see Jesus, whom he did not know? What was he hoping to see? Herod, I think, is a paradox of shadow and light, in a microcosm of human nature. A builder of great cities that became religious, political, and cultural centers for the Jewish people, yet afraid of going back on a promise he made to a young girl as a reward for her beguiling dance. Afraid perhaps of his wife. Afraid perhaps of losing face with those who were eating and drinking with him. Just afraid. Even though that fear cost someone else his life. Even though that fear cost the life of a man Herod apparently respected. How often does fear control decisions we make? How often do we choose the paths of least resistance in order to save face, avoid embarrassment, or preserve our ego? Yet Herod also seemed intrigued by both John and Jesus. Were they simply other forms of entertainment for him, or was his heart moved in the mystery of its depths, moved by their goodness and steadfastness and by their inner peace? I get that, all of it. The fear, the tendency toward self-preservation, toward ego protection. Yet I also get the tendency, no, the strong urge, the deep pull toward life, even in the midst of the murkiness and muckiness of life. I think, or at least I wonder, if Herod didn't also feel those same things. Later in Luke, Pilate sent Jesus back to Herod, who was very glad to see him because he had been wanting to see him for a long time. For he had heard about him and had been hoping to see him perform some sign. What sign was Herod hoping for? What did he expect that sign to be, to accomplish? Why did he hope? A person might want or desire to see something for its entertainment value, but to hope for something is to want something more, not for entertainment's sake, but for the possibility of some change, of something different that might fill a void, might make one's life better. And therein lies the ultimate paradox of, and frankly, the hope found in Herod, and perhaps in most, if not all of us. We live and breathe in both shadow and light, looking for that which we can see in front of us, that which we can feel, touch, and smell, but hoping for that which is eternal mystery, eternal light, eternal life. I guess I have always hoped that Herod kept looking until he finally saw. And really, how would we know if that didn't happen? Trusting in the patience of God, I hope for conversion and redemption, not just for Herod, but for the Herod in me, for the Herod in each of us. And therein lies our hope.